Five men jumped out with automatic weapons, and they ran towards us.
Not good. Hi, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Brian McIntyre is the ministry director for Shine FM, part of Olivet Nazarene University in Illinois. And Brian, several years back, when you were serving in Argentina with World Mission Broadcast, you and your coworkers were startled one night in Buenos Aires.
So I was dropping my team members off to their houses and apartments and had a couple people still in the car with me. We pulled up in front of this young lady's house. She got out of the car and another car pulled up in front of us. Five men jumped out with automatic weapons and they ran towards us and they took everything we had. They took my car and they drove away. I went to the local police station to file the report. By this time, it's almost midnight. And I notice as I'm talking to this detective, there's a big, large metal door across the hall from his office with a small slot window. And you realize it's a holding cell, and there's a bunch of guys that are crammed together in this room. Sitting outside that cell was this barrel they'd turned over to make a table, and they had a kettle of hot water and a mate cup, which is a green tea that they drink in Argentina. Well, sitting next to the kettle of water was a small transistor radio. I know it's kind of weird, but I knew right at that moment that God had given me the privilege of being carjacked. Because I had no reason to go to the police station, but he showed me that those men in that cell, at the lowest point in their life perhaps, could reach their hand through that slot, tune that radio, hear a message of hope on that radio, and that they can know Jesus just in that moment, at that low point in their life.
Yes, and God is still using Christian radio to shine the light of Christ in our dark world. To listen again or to share this program with others, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.